My guest at this time is Elena Newport, undisputed and dazzling star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical, Satirists. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online at capsteps.com. And Elena, kind of a shakeup in the presidential race. What do you make of the surge of Herman Cain?
The surge of Herman Cain, and of course everybody, when Rick Perry entered, they thought he was going to be the great one to come in and sweep everything up, and now they all want Chris Christie in the race, and I think whoever's in, it's like, what do they say, a dog never chases a parked car? That's the, you want the next person who's coming along.
The grass is always greener, right?
That's right.
On the other side. Well, you know, it's not just the American election that's taking shape, and obviously we still have 13 months to go, and I'm sure every American is excited about seeing nothing but election coverage for the next 13 months. But over in Russia, Vladimir Putin was president for a couple of terms. Then he kind of pretty much handpicked his successor. And now he's running for president again. And I'm glad that most of the folks running for president in the United States aren't following his campaign strategy, where basically I'm pretty sure he's going to be wrestling a bear bare-chested at some point here, because everything he's doing is basically about as macho as you can humanly expect, including one point where he went deep sea diving in the Caspian Sea and just happened to discover some sort of ancient urn down there. I'm sure it wasn't placed down there at all for him to discover.
Oh, that's hilarious. I hadn't heard that. I mean, that's a far cry from John Kerry's windsurfing, isn't it? I predict he'll win with 110% of the vote.
That's pretty much a safe bet, yes. Right. Because as we know in Russia, if you disagree, you don't get your own cable show. You usually get poisoned. So.
Yeah, I think you can disagree once. That's what I think you can do. Right.
Exactly.
You remember back when he went into Georgia.
The country Georgia, not the state of Georgia.
The country Georgia. And it was back when George Bush was president. And we actually had been looking for a long time to use one of our favorite Gladys Knight songs. So we thought this would be a good chance to bring that back.
Ah, here we go.
Good evening. I am Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, and I am here tonight to honor myself. As you're undoubtedly aware, I was appointed to the position of Prime Minister by my hand-picked successor as President, Dmitry Medvedev. It was such a shock. I had no idea he was even thinking of me, I must say. Nevertheless, I do accept on my own behalf. And I would also like to further congratulate President Medvedev for a smooth transitional period that resulted in no additional deadness on his part. I find it comforting that I am in so much agreement with the new president, but perhaps it would be better to tell you about this in a song. Gory proved too much for this man.
Too much for this man. So he's thinking.
So I think I might have to go.
He said he's going.
I said I'm going back to find.
Going back to find.
What's left of Cold War? A war I left behind not that long ago. Oh no, yes I'm leaving. On the midnight raid to Georgia. Said I'm going back.
Going back to tour.
And maybe start
a
war.
Who knows, you might just start a
war. And they'll be with me.
You know we will.
On my midnight raid to Georgia.
Midnight raid to Georgia. Woo-hoo.
They'd rather live in my world than not be living in yours. Yeah, U.S. is dreaming. Oh, that I won't go too far.
He is not a czar, he won't go too far.
But George Bush will find the hard way that dreams don't always
come true. Dreams don't always come true.
Oh, no, they don't. So take a look in my eyes and you can see right down in my soul that you're never gonna stop. No.
never gonna stop anything that I might do. Oh, no, you won't. Or I'll be leaving on a midnight plane to George Bush. Yeah, I'll try to convince the U.S. that I still can fix this mess.
See if there's a way to fix this mess.
Yes, I'll pay a visit yet.
We know you will.
And try to explain to George Bush.
Even Annie will explain to George Bush. IQ.
That I don't mean the Georgia that is in the U.S. No, I'm not talking about your Georgia.
Oh, Elena, it's true. Russia doesn't have czars anymore, but we do. We've got
You have to point something. We do.
All those, you know, those regulatory czars, you know,
That's true. The drug czars and the, yeah. Well, I just noticed, if you're Facebook friends with Putin, by the way, his birthday is this week.
So. Oh, really?
Yes. So,
has he told you what you're getting him?
Yeah. How old do you think he is?
I would say he's probably in his early 60s, late 50s probably.
Yeah, he's 50. He's got to be 59. He seems like he's been around forever, but that's just an alert to everybody who happens to want to send him birthday wishes.
Yes. Be careful what you say, though. Make sure it's all extremely positive. That way you'll get to see your next birthday.
That's true.
Elena, I'm sure you're hoping Chris Christie gets in the race. Is that true? Yeah.
We are. We've got a song we're testing this weekend called "We Need a Little Christie." Right this very minute, we're gonna try it out, and if it works, we'll send it to you.
Sounds great. We'll look forward to that or some other great Capital Steps selection next week. Elena, talk to you then.
Okay, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capital Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington, or online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.